the kind of, just the sort of thing we like to. Now the last thing that you put on a bed when you make it up is called a,
coverlet.
Okay. And then thing you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
And thing you rest your head on in bed.
Pillow.
And if there was one that, you know, was for two people, and it would, you know, go, it wouldn't just go part way.
That's called bolster.
Okay, you would, okay, and then something that's, something like a blanket that you put on the bed.
Sheets.
Yeah.
Linen.
Yeah, and then over that.
Bed linen.
You might put something, women used to make these big patches.
Oh, blankets.
Yeah, or quilt.
Coverlet. Quilts.
Okay. And then if you just took a blanket or a quilt, and you didn't have enough beds in the house for, you had some guests coming over, and you just made this thing up on the floor for children to sleep on.
You call that a pallet, I guess.
Sure, sure. And then if you have land that's very, very productive, you know, it's really good land, you could say it grows just about anything, you'd say that that land is really...
Produces well?
Yeah, would you ever use the term fertile?
Fertilizer.
Yeah, or just fertile.
Yeah, good fertile land.
Yeah. And then low-lying land along a stream, that would be called, down near...
We call it swamp, a whole lot later.
Now that would be water, that would be land that had water on it all the time, wouldn't it?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. But how about land that you could, that had water on it, maybe in the spring, but later in the year you could plow it?
Well, that would be kind of low land, I imagine, wouldn't it? Or swamps?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking...
Bottoms?
That's what I meant. Now, are bottoms different from swamps or lowland?
Well, yes and no. It's all flat land.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you call... you might talk about land as being fertile, but you might also call it... How about that rich black soil?
Black soil or black loam land, yeah, something of that
that's
sort.
What I meant. And how about some kinds of poor land? Really, you can't grow anything on it.
You call that red wire pipes, Rick.
Red what?
Red wire pipes.
Okay.
Heels.
And then pints, you mean points are like...
steep places.
Yeah. Okay, and then how about... land that has like holes in it that might have water standing on it that you can't use it for anything.
Well, that would be swamp land, look like, or holes, caves.
How about crawfishy land?
Crawfishy land? Well, that's crawfishy land and swamp land.
Pretty much the same.
Pretty well the same thing.
Okay. Do you have anything you ever call redbud land?
Yeah. Well, redbud grows. Supposed to be good land, but it's rocky.
Uh-huh. And if you had a swamp on your land and you wanted to get the water out of it, you'd say you're going to have to...
Drain it, if you could, dynamite it or something.
Okay. And then what do you cut when you do that? You cut a
trench canal or something to drain it out.